to the Dr. Janine Show. I'm so happy to have you all here today. It's going to be a great show. I can't wait to be talking about one of my favorite topics. Now, a lot of you who have streamed in before, you know exactly what that is. Of course, it has to do with our hormones. It has to do with balancing our blood sugar levels. It is called leptin resistance. Yes, we will be talking about that, as well as balancing our blood sugar and why it's so important with insulin resistance and leptin resistance to make sure that we are making sure that we are getting everything that we need to be able to balance our blood sugar. And that's something that we're going to be talking about today. Okay, now what am I holding here? We're going to be talking about what we need to be talking about, of course, our magnesium stearate. So why do we avoid this in our vitamins? This is really important. Another thing, sourdough bread. Who loves sourdough bread? Please let me know. I want to see it in the comments. Please let me know. Do you love your sourdough bread? Well, I'm going to talk about some of the benefits of eating a true sourdough bread, which is amazing. We're also talking about weight loss, as we usually do. So where's my fat? Let's go on over here for just a second. Yes. That fat, so talking about burning that fat, this is an important thing as well. And we're also talking about that hormonally, how are we able to balance our blood sugar levels and balance our hormones to be able to target that belly fat specifically. So yes, we will be doing that. And I've got some hacks that I've talked about previously, those hacks for that belly fat, but at the same time, easy things that you can really work into your daily routine. We will be looking at that castor oil pack as well, which is so amazing. So if you're here for the first time, please say hello. I'd love to hear who is here for the first time. And also, if you can make sure that you are commenting and let me know that, you know, where you're from. How is the weather today? Last week, we talked a little bit about, of course, when our sun is not showing itself. What are we to do? I hope everybody's feeling great. Please say hello. Big TC Ryder, thank you for saying hello. Nice to see you, Clara. Suzanne is here as well. Thank you so much. And Armonte, hello. Nice to see you. Vandu is in India. Thank you for tuning in today. Frozen's Matt, yes, snow. It is snowy here in Canada as well. And I'm so happy to see so many people from, you know, so many different parts of the world, which is amazing. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please hit that share button. Make sure you're sharing the show with your friends as we get started now. And Allison, is it cold there as well? Yes. Okay, Colby, Cynthia is in Costa Rica. Hello. I hope that sun is shining and you're enjoying that sunlight. Amazing, amazing. Body Bliss and Beyond in Las Vegas. Hello, thank you for tuning in. Deborah, nice to see you. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Suzanne in Auburn, Alabama. Hello, hello, great. And in New York City, it is snowing. Thank you for tuning in. Cruise Control 6116, thank you so much for being here. Great to have you all here. Valerie is in Bermuda. Amazing. And Zahi Wan in Sussex, England. Thank you for tuning in. Amazing to have you here. Linda in Sweden. I'm trying to call everybody out. Seattle, Washington is here. CNAPI in Vaughan. Nice to see you as well. And Life is Good MT in Snowy Colorado. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Okay, awesome. I hope everybody gets outside enough. That's something that I often talk about. Let's get started. Okay, let's talk about some of the toxic ingredients that we should be avoiding, of course. And I'm going to grab the one that I sort of prefaced at the beginning of the show, that magnesium stearate. Now, these are the toxic ingredients that you really have to check. If you take any type of vitamin or supplement, you've got to look at the non-medicinal ingredients. So let's take a look over here. So on your label, it says non-medicinal ingredients. Some labels in different countries, they use different wording for this. Sometimes you may see excipients as well. That's another word for non-medicinal ingredients. And really what that means is something that is not active. So they're adding things into supplements to fill up the capsules, to make it look like they have more quantity of capsules. And they do, because they're adding these things in. And to make the solubility or the ability for that mixture to be nice and slippery and to get into machinery. That's why they use that magnesium stearate. And I'm going to be doing a great demonstration on this to show you why you should not be using this in and ingesting this in your vitamins. And I'm going to demonstrate this. It is something that I do on television all the time. You will be amazed and you'll really, really question any type of supplement that you may be taking that may have that magnesium stearate in it, okay? It is a flow agent. I'm also going to be talking about sourdough bread, so stay tuned for that. That's coming up, and the benefits of eating sourdough, okay? My favorite type of bread. Now, some of the other things to be avoiding. The big filler is microcrystalline cellulose. The ones that I'm focusing in on today are titanium dioxide and silicon dioxide. Now, this is interesting. Titanium dioxide has actually now been banned in the entire European Union. France got rid of it about 3 years ago. This is found in your supplements. So remember, check those vitamin labels. Titanium dioxide, it's still allowed in a lot of countries, like the one that I live in Canada. And in the US, it is still allowed. So you want to watch out for this. These are things that help to fill up capsules. They help for the mixture of those raw materials in your vitamins, but they have toxicity concerns. Now, for the silicon dioxide, as an example, you ever see those little packets that if you've purchased something, it could be electronics, a new purse, new shoes, and it says, and it, sometimes they actually put this into a vitamin bottle. It's a desiccant. It helps to dry things out. Silicon dioxide, that's what it looks like when you open up those little packets. What does that packet say? It says, do not eat. And yet they're powdering it down, just like I showed you, that same silicon dioxide in your supplements. So I want you to check your vitamin labels for this. Who's, you know, blown away by this? You've not heard about this before. I know it is. Amy Marie, it is in so many supplements. And this is something that we definitely have to make sure that we are doing our due diligence when we are looking at supplements and making sure that we are not ingesting those, okay? Now, this is one of the things as well that if you're here for the first time, please put a one in the comments. I'm so happy to see so many people here. And we're going to go over into the kitchen. I'm going to show you exactly why I don't like personally, and I've never recommended that people actually take supplements that have magnesium stearate in them. Remember, it's that flow agent. And I'm going to demonstrate exactly why you don't want to be ingesting this. Okay, so let's go on over here into the kitchen. And we're going to be coming back to Lucy in just a few minutes. And she's going to help us to demonstrate. But there are side effects. So as much as you think that magnesium stearate is natural, it's not natural. This is, again, a flow agent that they use. It is chemical and, unfortunately, does have side effects. So one of the side effects, it can cause heart palpitations. So this is something that, yeah, you think that you're taking your natural vitamins, but it's actually causing heart palpitations. It can cause heartburn and acid reflux as well. Please, before I continue my list, hit that share button and the like button as well. Thank you for making sure that you are in on the action. I see all those hearts coming through. Thank you so much. It's so great to have you all here. So that's amazing. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you for tapping your screen and doing all those fun things to show me all those hearts and those likes. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Thank you for sharing today's live as well. I know a bunch of you shared. And I know that there's Alum, you shared the video. Thank you so much. I know that there's a lot of new people here as well today. Snowdragon, I see you. Alan, Katrina, I see you. Campion, Jessica, Keel, thank you. I see you all here for the first time. Thank you for tuning in. This is the Dr. Janine Show. Okay, now, continuing with that magnesium stearate, it may be in your vitamins. You got to look out for it. It can also cause a lot of gut health issues for people that are ingesting that magnesium stearate in their natural vitamins, and you didn't even know it. So gas and bloating. And of course, headaches as well can be caused by this magnesium stearate. So remember, it's not magnesium, it's magnesium stearate. It's a flow agent. You don't want to be ingesting this. Okay, now let me do my little demonstration. Now, did you know that magnesium stearate, and you can look this up yourself after today's show, has a material data safety sheet. So that's what you kind of type into your search bar, material data safety sheet, magnesium stearate. And you'll see very quickly that it is a chemical. And it has a very similar material data safety sheet as compared to this common household cleaner, which I know we use gloves. The material data safety sheet also says that when we handle, you know, if I were working in the lab or in the pharmaceutical industry or the nutraceutical industry and the vitamin industry, and I'm working with this, I need to have a full mask and gloves on. And imagine this is in your supplements and you're ingesting this, okay? Now I've got some vinegar here, and this is the whole fun experiment, which I love to do. Usually there's like a big mess happening here, so let's see what happens today. Okay, so we know that baking soda with vinegar causes a certain chemical reaction. Okay, are we ready for this? Okay, here we go. So here we go. That whole volcano explosion, that's exactly what I expect to happen. That's an acid plus a base. Now, what they do in the industry for making vitamins is that they're using magnesium stearate, okay? That helps with the slippability, if that's even a word, to be able to get the raw materials, the vitamins, the herbs, the probiotics into the capsule, because a lot of those raw materials happen to be very sticky, so it's hard to get them into the capsule. So they use the chemical, the magnesium stearate. Okay, so that's what I've done. To be able to get that baking soda, which is very sticky, into this capsule, I've used a little bit of that magnesium stearate, much like what's in your vitamins, potentially, and now I got it into the capsule very easily. And now I'm going to open up. So still we have baking soda and vinegar, but when I open that up now, that magnesium stearate has coated, it has gone on top of that baking soda. So what does that mean? So it's one thing to have the symptoms of that magnesium stearate. So yes, you know, it could be the heartburn, it could be the acid reflux, it could be the stomach, the gut issues because of the magnesium stearate that was in your natural vitamins. But more importantly, it has actually coated now your vitamins that you were taking and now decreasing the absorption of those vitamins. And that's why if you really want to optimize your absorption of the vitamins that you are taking, number one, they should be whole food vitamins without the synthetic vitamins in there, but you want to make sure that there's no magnesium stearate in there so that you don't have this type of reaction happening, that your body isn't actually able to absorb those raw materials. Okay, so I hope everybody learned something today. Just look forward to future quiz questions on some of the subject matter that I talk about. So please put a one in the comments if you're here for the first time. So great to have you all here. I'm Dr. Janine. Okay, it is quiz time. Okay, we're already at quiz question number one. Today we are playing for the Vitatree probiotics. And of course, this is from our friends at Vitatree Nutritionals, the sponsor for the Dr. Janine Show. We thank them so much. Thank you so much for allowing me to come back here every week and educating all of you, all of our growing family here at the Dr. Janine Show. I'm so happy. I can't tell you, every time that I see, you know, the familiar faces and, you know, people and followers that are tuning in, but new people that are here as well. It's so great to have you. Dank, Dame, thank you so much. Love you guys, all of you. Okay, are we ready for quiz question number one? Remember, just put your answer in the comments. You don't even need to answer correctly. Just do your best. It's usually based on what I've talked about in the shows. And this is, I think, an easy one to start off with. Okay, are we ready? You got 30 seconds on the clock once you see that question come up. Okay, let's go. All right, true or false, titanium dioxide in supplements is banned in the European Union. Okay, you got 30 seconds on the clock. Let's see that clock. It's ticking. Get your answers in now. Good job, everyone. Okay, awesome, everyone. I see those answers coming in. You've got just about 5 seconds left. Good job, good job, good job. Okay, thank you for the follow. Thank you so much. Thank you for hitting that follow button, and thank you for hitting those share button as well. Okay, I think most people got this correct. Good job, everyone. The answer is, of course, true. Yes, titanium dioxide is something that we definitely want to be avoiding. Okay, now we do have a couple more quiz questions coming up, and I will now be announcing last week's winner. So last week's winner was, is it Difig 35? I'm not sure how to pronounce it, but congratulations. You were last week's winner of the vitamin B12. Amazing, amazing job. Congratulations. Okay, we do have two more quiz questions coming up today. So everybody get ready for those. And please say hello. Thank you for all those hearts coming in as well. And the likes and all those things and the gifts that you send. I see that, Bonnie. Thank you for sending a gift. You are so generous. Thank you so much, Bonnie. That is amazing. Okay, so let's talk now about sourdough. Where is my sourdough bread? Now, I will be talking about some fat-burning tips. That is coming up in just a few minutes, so please stay tuned for that. Okay, let's talk about sourdough. So sourdough bread is the oldest form of leavened bread, used as early as 2000 BC. And it was the ancient Egyptians that actually started this whole process by fermenting flour and water rather than adding a yeast into that mixture to create that rise effect. And if you're new here, make sure that you do hit that follow button. Thank you so much. And subscribe as well. Thank you so much for tuning in, everyone who's here today. So isn't that interesting that it is such an old bread? And of course, using that fermentation process, and what it does is it helps the calcium, the phosphorus, and the iron to be more available to the body when we ingest the bread in this form, and it's good for our gut microbiome, which is so amazing. And that's why sourdough, hey, everybody give me a thumbs up if you love sourdough bread. It's the only really bread that I eat any longer, because I just find that on my gut health, it's so much easier to digest. And the benefits, of course, is that one of the things is that it helps to increase the prebiotic and probiotic properties, as found in this study that you can see up on the screen here really quickly. And of course, because of those prebiotics, which feed our probiotics in our healthy gut microbiome, this is really important. And one of the bacteria, the lactic acid bacteria, is great for our immunity. And because it's helping from that sourdough bread now, helping to feed those good microbes, those probiotics in our healthy microbiome, over 80% of our immunity actually comes from having that healthy microbiome. So this is why a lot of people say that all health starts in the gut. Well, this is so important. Take care of your microbiome. And if you have difficulty digesting other types of breads, you may want to try a sourdough. And gluten-free sourdoughs do exist as well. Hey, if you're brave enough, who's made a sourdough? Has anybody made their own sourdough? I have not yet attempted it. I have friends who have tried, and I guess on close to the last sort of mixing and batch, it kind of died. So that was very sad to me. But yes, okay, I have a lot of lovers of sourdough here, which is amazing. And thank you for the follow, Psalms. Thank you so much for being here. So yeah, so sourdough, it's something I endeavor to try to make the sourdough. I'll let you know how it goes. I can't promise that it'll be featured in the show, but we'll see how it goes, because I think it's great whenever we can make our own food and be in control of that, of course, is a great thing. Amazing, amazing. Now, the other great thing that I love, and we're focusing in on balancing blood sugar and helping to target some of that belly fat, which I've got some tips coming up on that. Sourdough bread has a lower glycemic index compared to other types of bread. So let's look at this chart really quickly. Typically, bread on the glycemic index, and what that means is that it's spiking your blood glucose levels, spiking your blood sugar, and that's not good for your insulin resistance, which of course is something we're going to talk about, and our leptin signaling as well. Look at the white bread, the grains and the bagels, and potato chips, all very high in the glycemic index, not the best in terms of balancing our hormones and if you've got an insulin resistance happening. So where sourdough typically is going to fall in the low to medium range, so it really has a beneficial effect on that blood glucose. Now, I've got other videos on it, and I don't know. I'm just thinking of mentioning it really quickly. Toasted, it even brings down your glycemic index even more so. So that's actually what I do. I put the sourdough when I get it home. I put it in the freezer. Then when it comes out of the freezer the next day or, a few days later, then I toast it, and that's how I eat my sourdough. So it's really keeping my blood. And it's something that I monitor. So I monitor my blood glucose if I'm in fat burning or carb burning mode. And that's something that I know that I'm always in that fat burning mode, which is amazing. Okay, all right. I want to say thank you to all of my super fans. And I know there's a lot of new people here today for the first time. Thank you so much for tuning in. So many of you throughout, the live shows and throughout the week. You know, when I'm not exactly always live, but I have more live engagements coming up, so please keep checking in the community posts, keep checking the stories, because we will be announcing when I do my next live, sort of a Q&A types of things happening, podcasts are happening as well, in the storefront, in the next few weeks, which I'm super excited about, so that's going to be amazing. But so thank you for tuning in, and thank you to all of my super fans, because you're so generous, and I love the fact that, ongoing, you're sharing such positive vibes, and that's what our community is all about here at the Dr. Jane Show, and in all my content, is empowering you to heal better, and to feel better, and to really do things naturally so that you can, take those next steps forward in your own life, in mind, body, and spirit. So that's why we're here. Okay, so when we're lowering our blood sugar, these are, natural things that we can do. So let's talk about some tips now, how to lower our blood sugar naturally. Now, the first one is fix your leptin resistance. So if you don't know what leptin resistance is, it's something that I talk about a lot in my social media. It's something that you can definitely learn more about. But one of those things that you can do, which is number two on my list, is no snacking. So you don't want to snack between meals, and you also try not to eat and snack after sunset. So after your last meal of the day, hopefully that's within the hours of the day when the sun is still up and out. This is important. You don't, because this is based on something deeper. So it's not just your blood sugar. This is based on all your hormones and your circadian rhythms and your connection with nature, which my next book is all about, which I'm super excited. That's going to be launching soon as well. So stay tuned for that and make sure that you're following. But this is important. So not eating after the sun has set as much as possible. And I do have some little hacks and treats if you really do need to eat. I've got a video on that that you can check out. Okay, number three is increase your fiber. So increasing, we know that fiber helps to stabilize our blood sugar levels. So really important. If you are having like a carbohydrate, then having some fiber with that will help to stabilize that blood sugar. Okay, number four on the list is to block blue light. So you don't want to have lights on in your home as much as possible at nighttime. If you need to have lights on, try to make them dim and more red. So if you've got LEDs, like red LEDs, that's much better. And especially if you're on a device, you're watching your screens, you have your blue light blocking glasses on. And the ones that I usually use like right before bed are actually more red tinged. These are sort of what I call the daylight ones that you use during the day when I'm on my computer, on my phone. But at nighttime, I have the more red ones, which helps with your melatonin levels and helps to decrease that blue light exposure. And blue light, what it does is it wakes you up, but the research has also shown that it actually spikes your blood sugar levels. And there's a study or two, actually, that proves that, yeah, blue light. So you don't even need to eat carbs and your blood sugar could be high because of that blue light exposure. So think about that for your kids as well. If they're on screens, you know, that it could be spiking up their blood sugar levels. Okay. Who loves this information? Thank you for all those hearts coming in. So amazing. Rue, thank you for the follow. And thank you, Rhonda. So please hit that share button. If you can hit it 5, 10, 15 times, hit that share button, everyone. Like Rhonda just did. Amazing, amazing. Thank you for sharing today's live. And I see all that love coming through. So thank you so much for all those likes, all that love. Make sure that you're subscribed as well. And please make sure that you're following. Okay, let's continue with the list. Number five on the list is herbal medicines. Yes, there are specific herbal medicines that help to stabilize your blood glucose levels. Those are coming up, so stay tuned for that list. Okay, number six on the list, eat your carbs last. So in a meal, and I've got some videos on this, in a meal, what the research has shown now is that if you eat your protein, your fiber, your fats first, and then you have the carbohydrates, so the bread towards the end of the meal, this is gonna help to keep your blood sugar more stable, okay? So that's really an important thing over time to help to lower that blood sugar. And number seven on the list, apple cider vinegar. Okay, so isn't this interesting that you can take apple cider vinegar at the right time, at the right dosage, and the research shows that it helps to lower your blood sugar levels. Isn't that amazing? And that can help dramatically with fat loss and weight loss. Okay, so let's take a video look at this video that I recorded earlier, of course. It's on my social media networks. I want you to check it out, and it's called Apple Cider Vinegar for Weight Loss to Melt Fat Away. Let's talk about apple cider vinegar for weight loss to melt fat away. So the amount of apple cider vinegar that's used for weight loss in the studies is 1 to 2 tablespoons per day. And mixing it in a bit of water, drinking that before a meal, it was found in this study, a 12-week study, that the apple cider vinegar helped to significantly reduce body weight, BMI, hip circumference, and visceral adiposity. This is something that is very promising, so just drink your 1 to 2 tablespoons per day to see that fat melt away. Well, isn't that great? Melting that fat away, yeah, who doesn't want that? If you need to lose some weight, if you want to lose that belly weight especially, amazing for that. Okay, we're at quiz question number two. So hello, hello to everybody who's here for the first time. We go live every Tuesday at this time, so 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you set a reminder for yourself on your phones for next week so that you can tune in and have all the fun like we do every single Tuesday. Okay, this is from our sponsors at VitaTree. We are playing for the VitaTree Probiotics. And all you have to do is attempt to answer your question correctly. Put it in the comments. You've got 30 seconds on the clock. Is everybody ready? Okay, let's go. Let's go. All right. What type of bread has a lower glycemic index than white or whole wheat bread due to its fermentation and prebiotics? Okay, you got 30 seconds on the clock. Are we ready? Hint, hint, we talked about it earlier. Everybody get your answers in. Okay, good job, everyone. Okay, good job. Get those answers in. Okay, we've got 10 seconds left. I see a lot of good answers coming in. And Jordan, hello, thank you for tuning in. All right, good job, everyone. Okay, that was so good. Let's reveal. What is the answer? Sourdough bread, of course. I think everybody got that correct, so congratulations. Okay, we're gonna play our fill in the blanks game next. Is everybody ready? Okay, and this is a little bit of a review for a lot of you who have followed me for a number of years now. It may be very new information, but a good learning opportunity if you don't know about what we're gonna talk about with hormonal weight loss, okay? Because a lot of questions come in. How do I target that belly fat? I can't lose the weight. This happens for men, for women. Okay, let's play our little fill in the blanks game, which I love. Okay, are we ready? I'm looking for all my besties out there who have been with me for a few years now here on social media. Are we ready, everyone? My team is all here. Yes, team Dr. Janine is here. Okay, here we go. First one, fill in the blank. Blank is a hormone produced by our fat cells. Blank is a hormone produced by our fat cells. Okay, I'm waiting. Let's see. Aha, Music Addict 14. I saw your answer first. Good job. I'm going to wait for a few more people to come in. Yes, Stacy, good. Rich, almost. Jessica, good job. God First, yeah, I like that your handle name. Good job. Okay, good. This was the answer. So if this is new for some people, leptin is a hormone produced by our fat cells. This is really, really important. If you don't know what leptin resistance is, it's something that you've got to look up. So you're just going to search up my name, whatever social platform you're on. Look up leptin resistance, and you're going to find out all about this and why it's so important. And look at, I've got a few videos, so you don't want to watch them all. They all have a little bit different kind of information. Really important. But we'll continue because you'll get some more here. Okay, blank resistance usually precedes blank resistance. Okay, this one's a little bit trickier now. Go to it. Put it in the answers. Put both the answers in the same line if you can. Okay, so that I know. So put the first answer, comma, the second answer. Good job. Good job. Aha, Dank Dame, I see your answer first. Good job. So here it is. Everybody continue. Leptin resistance usually precedes insulin resistance, okay? So when you go to the doctor and the doctor may start talking about blood sugar levels, maybe your doctor's not aware so much about insulin resistance. Not all, you know, traditionally trained physicians, both natural and conventional medicine, are aware of how important this is to get at the weight loss, to get at hormonal health, to get at cardiovascular health, to make sure that, you know, you're not inflamed and sore and have sore joints all the time. Not all of them are making those connections between the hormones, so the leptin and the insulin. And it's usually the leptin resistance that happens first, and for thyroid issues as well, which is really important. Leptin resistance usually comes first before the insulin resistance. A good big sign of insulin resistance, if you get those little skin tags on your skin and you're craving sweets all the time and your energy is crashing and going up and down like a roller coaster, great indication that you've got that insulin resistance, okay? So that's really important. All right, everybody got that? Yes? Okay, good. Good job, Judith. I like your answer. Amazing, amazing. Okay, let's continue with our game. Who's loving this? So thank you for the hearts. I see those coming through. Thank you so much. Okay, are we ready? The next one. Here we go. One way to fix leptin resistance is to eat a big blank. Let's do the first one first. Okay, so here we go. Yes, what are we eating? Rajitha, yes, Finey Tiny, and we have the answer over here as well. Okay, as well, good, good, good. Jessica, Music Addict, Jacinth, Music Addict is right on top of things today. Good job. All right, all right. JoJo Relaxing, yes. I'm not sure why this is not taught. Well, I do know why it's not taught, but that's for another show at another time. Okay, are we ready? Yes, okay, so we're eating a big breakfast. So whoever had breakfast was absolutely right. You want to eat a big breakfast. If you're trying to lose weight, you're trying to balance your hormones. That is tip number one, okay? And with more blank and blank and less, and I'm looking at macros here, okay? So with more blank and blank and less blank, all right? So you can give me all three if you can, with commas in between. So what are, yes, yes, okay, Jessica, I like that answer. I like that answer. All right. Is it Kirsty? Yes. Close, close, close. Who else, who else? Yes, we've got it. Okay, does everybody have it? Yes, amazing. Okay, so I think we mostly got it. Yes, yes, Jacinth. Buchanan, I see your answer. So more protein. Okay, so we want to eat more protein. And see, my crew is letting me test my squats today. I hear laughing. Protein, and that's all right. Fats, yes, are good. And now for the deep squat and healthy knees, we are going for less carbs. All right, they didn't know I was gonna wear these tall heels today. There we go. All right, we got it? Did everybody get that? Okay, so your breakfast for fixing that leptin and that insulin, higher in your proteins, in your fats, less carbohydrates, okay? But if you do have the carbs, when are we eating them? We're eating the carbs last to help to keep our blood sugar stable. Is everybody getting this? You see how everything is connected? All right, awesome, awesome, awesome. All right, final quiz question is coming up in just a few seconds as well. But let's talk about now some, and I promised that we would talk about some of those, okay, somebody else can do that. So some of those herbal medicines that can help to balance our blood glucose levels. And these are fantastic ones, or the ones that I take, you know, which really helps to keep things stable. And like I said, I test, so I know if I'm in fat burning or carb burning, this is something that's really important. Okay, so my first one on my list is African wild mango seed. And the research has shown that there's a significant improvement in inflammatory markers, which is something that is also usually tied to leptin resistance. So that's one of the reasons why I love that African wild mango seed. And it helps to significantly, in one study, significantly reduce waist circumference, so targeting that belly fat specifically. Another one, the second one, white mulberry leaf. This one's great because it helps to regulate the gene expression of leptin, which is sending signals to our brain. And that's why being overweight is actually a brain thing, not so much what we think, like excess calories, not enough motion and exercise, the calories in, calories out thing doesn't really equate to why we gain weight, or you could be very thin as well and still have that leptin resistance, okay? So this is important from both ends of the spectrum. Now, the next one that I love is Gymnema sylvester. And in studies, it has shown that it significantly suppressed the increase of serum lipid levels, as well as insulin and leptin as well. So balancing that whole thing with the insulin resistance and leptin resistance. And the fourth one on the list, of course, is muscadine grape skin. And we know that it's really high in antioxidants. Research has shown that it helps to balance blood glucose levels, which is amazing. And it has those very important antioxidants, resveratrol and ellagic acid, so very protective for our cellular health, okay? So I actually take all of these together in one combination, which I love to balance my blood sugar levels. Love it, love it, love it. Okay, so let's now shout out some great news. So this is our viewer spotlight. So there's always, you know, fantastic feedback that I get, and our entire team here at the Dr. Jane Show gets every week, of course, live, and then between the shows as well on our content and in your comments. Thank you so much. And this is one that we pulled out of so many different amazing comments from our viewers. This is from Crystal Davidson, and she said, I appreciate you and all your videos. Really big thank you. Well, thank you, Crystal D. That's so kind of you, and please continue to share the love. I feel those hearts and the gifts that come through the shows as well. And all the new followers that are here, new subscribers, thank you so much for tuning in every week. Of course, we do this every Tuesday, so make sure you tune in next week as well. Okay, now we're going to review, because I've talked about this before, but I know that a lot of people always have questions about this topic, and that is the belly fat. So where is the fat? And here we go. So we're going to focus in on belly fat, and I've got a few hacks, quick hacks. Now, yes, proper light exposure, getting outside, making sure that you're in tune with nature, your circadian rhythms are healthy, having a healthy diet, exercise, those are all very important. But I also have some quick hacks if you really want to target that belly fat, especially this helps to work with that leptin signaling and that insulin resistance. So that's really important because it has a deeper physiological root in the way that it works. And that is my first tip. And we're going to go on over it. Well, I'll bring the fat with me. Here we go. When we talk about this, and that is number one, is to use ice packs. So the cold, so cold exposure is amazing because it helps to wake up those leptin receptors, helps to send the proper signaling up to the brain in terms of the fact that you've got enough body fat. So when you are holding on to enough body fat, your brain needs to read that information, and that's where the leptin resistance sets in, is that the brain's not getting that proper signaling, and that's why you can't, even in your best efforts with diet and exercise, and that's why it doesn't always work for everyone. Hey, you're watching your carbohydrates, you're eating less, you're exercising more, and you're still not losing that weight, or maybe you're even gaining that weight. Well, it's because of that hormonal imbalance with the leptin signaling. So this is why it's important using ice packs. So one of the things you can do, and this is what I like to do in the evenings, just put an ice pack on, you know, those areas. So wherever you may have that fat, that's one thing to do. You've seen, you know, people go and have treatments for this and spend like thousands of dollars to have these treatments. I'm sure you can find an ice pack very inexpensively. Do it yourself, okay? So put the ice packs on the fat. The other thing is to use the back. And there are specific areas in acupuncture, so in traditional Chinese medicine, that you can cool the entire body. So in that small of your back, put the ice pack there. Very difficult to do in the first few seconds because your body will be like totally shocked and you're like, what is going on here? But this is amazing. Just put that there, then your body kind of gets used to that cold. You may want to sort of refresh it and turn. That's what I do once it gets, you know, warmer on one side, turn it around. If you have another one, ice pack standing by, up to 20 minutes for doing this is amazing. I've gone as much as an hour, but that cold is amazing. So this point down here, GV4, is going to help to cool your entire body. Another one are the wind points in traditional Chinese medicine, so you can use the ice pack here as well. Okay, now another way to do this, so number two, besides the ice packs, is number two, just do a cold shower. So I've got a hack on how to do a cold shower. Please check out my videos on how to do that. This is really important. And thank you to everybody who's tuning in right now. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Dr. Jean. Whoever's here for the first time, it's so great to have you all here. I think we still have one more quiz question. Yes, we do. We still have one more quiz question coming up. So stay tuned for that because you can win a prize, okay? This is amazing. All right. So cold showers. So yes, or a cold bath or the whole ice dunk thing. Hey, if you're there, put some ice cubes in the comments, please, if anybody's doing ice baths, cold showers, ice packs. I want to see who you are. You love the cold. Hey, I dropped off my son today at school and it's minus 9 degrees Celsius with the wind chill, I think, of minus 14. So if anybody can make that conversion really quickly in Fahrenheit, it's cold. And I went without my jacket today. I just have my sweater on. It's amazing. I did have a hat and gloves on, of course. You have to keep your extremities nice and warm. But I did great. I did great. Okay, everybody loves the... I see some ice cubes coming in. Amazing, amazing. Thank you for doing that. NBAJ, all right, NBAJ is into the ice baths. Oh, I have a few ice baths. Lazarog, Joy, Live, Love, Faith. Marina does the ice as well. Yes, okay, awesome, awesome. Mary Hernandez does the ice bath. Monendrick, yes. Roseanne's Matt, yes, love the ice. Marie loves the ice as well. User 62, and a lot of numbers. Yes, you love the ice pack. Amazing, amazing. Okay. So this helps with the belly fat as well. And it helps your mitochondrial health, helps with your energy, helps with your mental health. It helps with your resilience for stress. I mean, I love doing the cold showers. And yeah, if you want to do the cold bath and dump the ice in your bath, amazing. But I do the cold showers. For me, that's, and getting outside in Canada, it's not so hard to do right now. Okay. Thank you for all those hearts coming in, guys. Thank you for subscribing. And please hit that share button as well. Okay. Now, number three on the list. Using a castor oil pack. So this is something that we talked about in a previous episode. And with castor oil packs, there are specific essential oils. So that is number four on my list. Specific essential oils that you can mix in. This was done in a Korean study, and they used and experimented with different essential oils to actually help to target that belly fat. And I'm going to give you two of them. So one of them is grapefruit. The other one is ylang ylang. Okay, so these essential oils were shown in a study when mixed with castor oil, a bit of jojoba oil, and that's something that we talked about in a previous post. All you're going to do is put that into a little bowl. You're going to mix that up in the ratios that I talked about in the previous episode. Okay, and maybe we can pull that up towards the end of the show if we can find it. I'm not sure. Okay, so you're going to mix in the castor oil and your ylang ylang and your grapefruit. You can rub it right on your abdomen. Okay, and I like to do this at bedtime. So I've got my little mixture already mixed up in a dark glass bottle. Mix that up and then apply your pack. So this is, you know, flannel or, you know, something that's unbleached and unwashed. So not washed in, you know, regular detergent, which is very toxic. I've got, you know, other videos on that, how you can make your own laundry soap, which is amazing. And then you're going to put that on your abdomen. And then you can use one of these sort of waist trainer things to secure this all in place. And I'm telling you, when you wake up in the morning, you're not going to believe it, because it's like, wow, you can actually distinctly see and start to feel that difference in terms of if you have gas, bloating, and even the belly fat starts to melt away. Yeah, I'm telling you, it is amazing. Okay, so we do have the recipe. Are we going to show that right now? Okay, well, I've got the recipe really quickly. Thank you for pulling that up. Okay, so you're going to use a quarter cup, and just screenshot this if you can, a quarter cup castor oil, 10 drops grapefruit essential oil, and just one drop of the ylang ylang. And then you're going to mix that into a reusable glass container and then just apply it clockwise. So around and around and around. That helps to stimulate digestion as well. And then you can put the pack on and you can, you know, of course, wash this off immediately, but I like to do it overnight, which is great. Okay, thank you so much. I hope you love that. And who, if anybody's doing that, please let me know if you've been doing that recipe for the belly fat at nighttime, and how is it working for you? I think it's amazing, and I love it, love it, love it. Sabs, thank you for the follow. Thank you for tuning in today. Okay, we're at quiz question number three. So really quickly, remember that we are playing for the VitaTree probiotics from our great sponsors at VitaTree Whole Food Vitamins. We thank them for making the entire show possible in the first place. Are we ready? Okay, I hope everybody was paying attention. Here's quiz question number three. Name an essential oil that's good for belly fat. Get your answers in now. You've got 30 seconds on the clock. All right, go. All right, 20 seconds left on the clock. I hope everybody's getting their answers in. Essential oils, essential oils. You still got a chance. Everybody, essential oils. Aha. Better, better. Okay, 5 seconds left. The essential oils. The essential oils. All right. I gave you a little bit of help there. Okay, a lot of you got it. I think you corrected yourselves when I said yes. Okay, I was looking for, of course, the grapefruit and the ylang ylang. What an interesting name for an essential oil. So amazing job, everyone, whoever got those answers in. Hey, even if you, as long as you attempted, as long as you put something in the comment section, then what we do is we take all of the participants. Okay, so even if you got it wrong, it doesn't matter. We take all of the participants, put it into a random selector generator, so that's how we pick our winner every week. And let's just call up, can we, sorry guys, can we just call up last week's winner really quick? Again, thank you. It's Difig 35. I'm not sure how to pronounce that. Difig? I think I got that right. Okay, congratulations. You were our winner last week of a VitaTree. Vitamin B12, so you're going to love that. Enjoy that. We will be sending it out to you. Now, you see this note. So on some platforms, please make sure that you are following at Team Dr. J9. And if you get messages from Team Dr. J9, that's our team here behind the scenes. Of course, that always helps to answer your questions, your comments, and, you know, feed information into our producers of the show so that we can make sure that we are answering your questions. And now, if you do have questions, please type them into the comment section of your platform that you're on. We have a few going at the same time, so thank you so much for being here. If you're just tuning in, we talked about blood sugar a lot today and weight loss, especially targeting that belly fat. We talked about some of the nasty things in foods and, of course, in supplements. And this is a scary thing. You go out to the store, you buy your natural supplement, you think, or you go to the health food store and it's recommended to you, oh, this is, or your practitioner. So your doctor gives you, this is the best professional grade supplement that I'm prescribing to you. And then lo and behold, it's got these fillers and flow agents in it. And it's scary stuff. And it's something that I didn't know, not something that we learned at the naturopathic college, that I had to teach myself and do the research myself on. And I was shocked to find that, you know, a lot of these professional supplements, the very expensive ones that I was prescribing to my patients at the time, had all of these fillers and flow agents. I thought, how can this be right? And this is, you know, something that really made me change my mind a lot about, you know, supplementation and how we can best get vitamins, you know, into our bodies without some of those fillers and flow agents. And I've got them over here, so maybe we'll just do a quick review. Did any questions come in? And I'm talking a mile a minute. Any questions that I should be addressing off the top? Okay, I'm in Canada, so Candelo Loveline. I'm in Canada, but of course worldwide with the info that I share. So that's why we have people, which I love. We have people here today from, of course, different parts of the U.S. People are here from India, often from Africa as well, which is amazing. Australia. So thank you to everybody. Please let me know, you know, if you're just tuning in now, let me know where you are tuning in from. I love to know where everybody's from. So these are some of the things that we talked about, the fillers and flow agents found in, you know, most commonly taken supplements. And you're going to look on your labels. So really quickly, what we talked about earlier was you're going to look on your labels. It says non-medicinal ingredients. So things that you know, really shouldn't probably be in there. These are the fillers and the flow agents. And I did the demonstration on the magnesium stearate. So, you know, it's shocking sometimes to learn that these things are actually in your, oh, Difig 35 is here. Congratulations. Yay. You're so welcome. You were our winner. So congratulations. I'm so glad that you were here today. I wanted to make sure that we called that out a couple of times. You want to make sure that you are not ingesting these in your supplements. So you really got to be mindful of what you are ingesting when you do take supplements. And that's really important. If you do have any other questions or comments, please put them in the comment section. Really quickly, Tenzin Tamang in Turks and Caicos. Love it. I hope the sun is shining in Turks right now. Beautiful place. Okay, and Nepal, Pradhanatin, did I say that correct? From Nepal, thank you so much for tuning in. Center 156 here in Canada as well. Amazing. Thank you for tuning in. And Oklahoma is here. Susie, you love the show. Yeah, wasn't this a great show? I know, so fantastic. Okay, Shirley B. in Melbourne, Australia is in the house. Thank you for tuning in today. Yoli as well in Chicago. And someone from Denmark, it scrolled so quickly. Amazing. Someone else from Oklahoma, Sugar Drop 62. Thank you for tuning in. So great to have you guys all here today. And Christine in Cincinnati, Ohio. Design CZA in Oakville. Everything is Isabel in California. Thank you for tuning in. Somebody else from Canada, Layla, also from California. Rhonda, oh, there's so many of you here. Julie Blue in San Diego. Nice to see you. Thank you. Burnt Champagne in Toronto. Thank you for tuning into the Dr. Janine Show today. So great to have you here. Jacinthas in Antigua. Okay, nice. Awesome. I love to see these sunny places because I bring myself, I teleport myself there in my mind that I'm in the nice sunshine when we've got a cold, snowy day here in Toronto area. So it's cold. Doug, nice to see you. Hello, and thank you for tuning in. Amazing. Okay, so for our next week's show, I think we will be continue that the conversation on leptin resistance. Okay, so for I know there's a lot of new people here today. We taught and a lot of questions about what leptin is, leptin resistance. I'm going to go through that whole flow chart about what happens with leptin resistance. So please make sure you tune in next week at the same time. So Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So figure that whatever that is in this hour that we're in right now, that's when we're going to go live. We usually go live at 11 and we will continue that conversation with that hormonal and how the hormones and leptin in your brain is related, of course, to your metabolism, your energy levels, inflammation in your body. Really important that we understand this, and we'll go through that in more detail next week, okay? So that's really important. So make sure you tune in next week. And we will also continue on the conversation of some of those not so great things to look for in supplements. So synthetic vitamins is something that I'd like to sort of expand upon because a lot of people don't realize the difference about what type of vitamins are out there in the marketplace when we're talking about, you know, your vitamin B. So your B vitamin is a great example. When we talk about, vitamin A, vitamin C, that there are whole food vitamins, which is what I prefer. And then there are synthetic vitamins. So we're going to talk about that difference and what to look for on a label, because I know a lot of people don't really, even if it says that it's a whole food vitamin. So yeah, I'm going to sort of expose some of that information as well, which I know people love because, you know, unless you do the research like I have over the years, you're not going to know those differences and what to look for. Okay, Tina Love is asking about bloating. Great question. So gut health, really important to fix that microbiome and making sure that you're not eating packaged foods, that your gut actually heals in as little as 5 days, okay? And if you have a gut issue that's long-standing past 5 days, then you have to ask, okay, what is wrong with your environment, your light exposure, too much blue light maybe happening, you're not blocking that blue light, you're not getting outside enough, you're not grounded. So we talk about grounding with having healthy gut health and, you know, making sure that you don't have gas and bloating. Of course, what are you eating makes a difference. Maybe you've taken medications that have caused this to upset that healthy microbiome. So that's something we could touch upon, I'm thinking, as well with probiotics and some of the differences with probiotics next week as well. I hope my team is making these notes behind the scenes. And we'll talk about, you know, that healthy microbiome. I've got a great visual that I use on television that shows healthy versus unhealthy microbiome and what that looks like and what that means in terms of your symptoms with gas and bloating, your immunity even. Because remember what I said earlier in today's show, over 80% of your immunity comes from having that healthy microbiome, okay? So we will continue that conversation, I promise, next week about that healthy gut, okay? And I see a lot more comments coming in about healthy gut and gut health, okay? So we will do that. Tara, yes, I promise we will talk about gut health next week. All right. Thank you. Thank you so much to everybody who tuned in today. It was so great to have you all here. I always endeavor to teach you and to educate you and that you're part of our community in a fun and loving and educational way to really empower you over the healing of your own body, mind, and spirit. It was a great show today. Thank you so much to everybody who tuned in for all the likes and all the love and the shares and the follows and the subscribes. I appreciate you all. Have a great week, everyone, and continue to look at my posts on social media.